Ready, Bob? We're going to call the Taney County Planning and Public Hearing to order. Bobby, establish a quorum, please.
All right, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill's not here. Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian called. Randy Vogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
You want to explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the October 11th, 2016, Taney County Planning Commission Public Hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the case to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for the one case will be read, followed by a video presentation of the site and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment. The Division III permit application heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, October 17th, 2016 Planning Commission regular meeting. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay. E76 Motors.
Okay, this is case number 2016-22. The project is the E76 Motors. The applicants are Rick and Kimma Beckmeyer, and the representative is Brandon Beckmeyer. The property in question is located at 3032 East State Highway 76, Branson. And right here, we'll kind of zoom in on the property. Actually, should be curb preview. It's in the Scott Township, Section 2, Township 22, Range 21. And we've got our traditional north, south, east, and west views. The representative is requesting approval of a Division III permit authorizing the establishment of a pre-owned auto sales facility proposed to be established at the site of an existing single-family residence located at 3032 East State Highway 76. The subject property is approximately 0.55 acres per the survey, and it's described as a meets and bounds portion of Plot 3 of the Valley Park subdivision. The Valley Park subdivision was originally platted in 1919. The property in question currently contains a single-family residence, a portion of which was constructed in 1925, according to the assessor's information. But it's basically this 0.55 acre tract of land here. And it's, like I said, a portion of this Valley, Plot 3 of this Valley Park subdivision. The background and site history on this, on August 16th, 1999, the Planning Commission issued Division III Permit 9930, which authorized the development of Beckmeyer's Apple Butter, which involved the manufacturing, wholesale mail ordering, and retail sales of apple butter, and that was actually on this parcel. But at that time, Rick and Kimma Beckmeyer owned both properties, and basically they at that time, from my understanding, they resided on this property and then sought approval to construct the business on this property. On December 20th, 1999, the Planning Commission issued a second Division 3 permit, 9945, and that permit authorized a beauty salon as an addition to that structure that was originally approved as Beckmeyer's apple butter business. The building in question now is home to Airline Graphics and Images Salon and Spa. The applicant is now seeking, of course, the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit in order to establish a pre-owned auto sales facility at the location of the existing residence located at 3032 East Highway 76. The current application was approved for concept on September 19th. The proposed E76 Motors will consist of a gravel parking area for the display and sales of pre-owned automobiles, and also a very small sales office. And this kind of gives you a pretty good idea of the area where the cars would be parked, basically. The representative has been working in conjunction with MoDOT personnel in order to determine if MoDOT would potentially fund the purchase and removal of an existing two-car garage that's currently located directly at the corner of 76 and Valley Park Road. A portion of the garage, from my understanding, is actually located within the right-of-way of State Highway 76. The assessor's information indicates that the garage was constructed in 1935. It's my understanding that MoDOT personnel have recently indicated that MoDOT will not be able to fund the purchase and removal of the structure in question. Therefore, the representative is now proposing to remove the northernmost 10 feet of the building in question. And so basically, the staff has tried to show approximately where that 10 foot would fall. And this is from each of the sides, just to give somewhat of an indication of the portion of the building that would potentially be removed. The planning staff also enumerated the approximate sight lines. The current sight line would fall something like this. If the 10 feet were removed from the building, you would have a sight line that was approximately like shown. The proposed hours of operation will be Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The representative has indicated that he will display no more than a maximum of 10 cars at any one time. The representative has further indicated that there will be no cars serviced on site. All cars will either be kept clean on site via mobile washing service or would be taken off site for cleaning. The representative has indicated that the pre-owned auto sales facility will not be served by either a restroom or water. The representative has an existing full-time job and plans to operate this E76 Motors on a part-time basis. The representative has indicated that due to the part-time nature of the business, again, that the facility won't be served by a restroom facility or water. Basically, interested parties would contact the representative via phone in order to schedule a time to meet on site. The part-time pre-owned auto sales facility won't be staffed on a regular basis. The representative has indicated that the facility will have signage directing potential patrons to his telephone number for inquiries about pre-owned automobiles. And it's my understanding that the representative would be the sole staff member. Per the provisions of Appendix J, basically auto sales and service centers require one parking space for every 300 square feet. The representative is planning to provide a gravel customer parking area along the eastern side of the property. The applicant has stated that very little or any inventory will be kept. Whoops, that's the wrong thing. Sorry about that. The adjoining property immediately to the north is State Highway 76, with the Country Club Heights residential subdivision being located further to the north. The adjoining property immediately to the south is primarily light single-family residential. The adjoining property immediately to the east is Valley Park Road, with vacant property being located further to the east. And the adjoining property immediately to the west is commercial, with single-family residential being located further to the west. The project received a score of negative 8 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 27. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of emergency water supply, use compatibility, utilities, and traffic. The staff recommendations on this: if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Special Use Permit 2016-22, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Third, a current copy of the Missouri State Dealership License shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Fourth, the northernmost 10 feet of the existing two-car garage shall be removed. Fifth, parking shall be provided in compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Six, normal business hours of operation shall be Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Seven, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials other than automobiles. Eight, the decision is subject to all existing easements. Nine, E76 Motors has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Nine, Division 2 permits will be required for any applicable structures in the development. And 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days for the approval shall expire. And we've got just a couple of quick videos. Ooh, I don't know why I did that. Just do a quick 360. The existing commercial properties right next door there. And of course, this would be the area of the actual auto sales, where the pre-owned cars would be parked and everything. And I guess at this point, I mean, with removing a portion of the building, I guess you would use the remaining portion as just a small little office, I guess.
That's the plan. I mean, guys, just do, you know, last time I was here, obviously safety was my main concern. I tried to get the state to work with me. It was kind of funny. They said it was unsafe, but they're still not willing to work with me. So once we kind of went over and looked at it, taking out the first bay basically eliminates the site problem. I mean, originally, if you saw right there on the video that Bob just showed, that white truck that was pulling out, you know, you have to nose up almost to the very edge of the road in order to see east, well, back to your west, not east or west, but back to your west. If we take the 10 foot off, you literally, you see that entire curvature that's off to your west. You don't, there is no, it's kind of hard to explain unless you're there. But basically, as you pull out at this point, you really can't see the entire curve coming from Holiday Hills, coming back east. If we remove the 10-foot, you have a good sight line. You can see